Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sound the alarms. Sound them. Welcome on in. Is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We are back after a Thanksgiving weekend. We hope everyone out there had a great weekend. Hopefully everything except Friday was wonderful, because that was a disaster at Lincoln Financial Field. We got a lot to get in today, but I'll just start here. Yes, I am panicking. I am panicking. This football team right now stinks. It stinks as we head into December. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I need the man upstairs to grant me the ability to not give any, you know, not give none, no F's, like Lane Kiffin, you know, when it comes to what people think about
that's
you.
A rare give no F's type of personality.
Because Lane Kiffin, man, he's a beast. He's what you call the diamond girl of the SEC. He is the diamond girl of the SEC. Yeah, everybody get a turn.
He is an awesome college football villain. I will give you that. And unfortunately, we got a lot of villains here we have to get to. Hugh, what the hell did we watch on Friday? So we do the pregame show, or, you know, we do our show, and then we do the pregame show, and I leave the link, and it's, you know, I'm thinking the Eagles are going to bounce back against a solid but not great Bears team. And what I watched when I got home for 3 hours were the Eagles get outclassed, outcoached, outmanned. They got their asses kick. The Bears pushed them around for 3 hours. Their coach was better. Their defense was better. Their line was better. Their playmakers were better. Everything was better. And their quarterback didn't even do much, and he was better, because our quarterback on Friday was a flat-out disaster.
He threw the ball on time. That's what stands out to me. With his fingernails painted, he threw the ball on time. I mean, shout out to Caleb Williams, man. He played well. He played well enough for them to win. Somebody might say, well, he didn't do a whole lot. He got the ball out of his hands. He put the ball in the hands of the playmakers. And that's what they did. It was methodical.
Yeah.
It was a methodical.
Well, he's better than our guy.
But I'll say this, and I know how people feel today. And I had a whole weekend to soul search about this. This is not.
Is this
all
reflective, Douglas?
Monday? It is because I think a lot of times, and this is what we have to be careful of. Like, as Eagles fans, we want to get to the bottom line of what happened.
Yeah.
And we want to point fingers at people.
That's why we're here.
And you know what's funny, man? All weekend long, I went to this event. Shout out to the AKs, man. They had the Philly Men's Cook. I made some ice cream.
Did you?
Nah, okay. I didn't. Okay. But that's what I said. But it was a great event, man. It was great. So they were asking, like a lot of fans were there, and they were asking me what's wrong with the offense. And I was like, well, it's not just one thing. And people got mad when I said that, because they needed their pound of flesh. And this is the thing that I will tell everybody today. When you look at the woes of this team, it's not just one thing. The unfortunate thing that happened Friday, I was about to say Sunday, but what happened Friday is that it magnified, like everything was magnified Friday.
Yeah, it was.
And you know, because I know the first thing that we're going to say is Jalen, you know, or Petullo. Jalen's been Jalen the whole time he's been here, right? Now, I've always said that he's a part of it, but he's not the only part of it. Kevin Petullo is a part of it, but he's not the only part of it. The offense is part of it, but that's not the offensive line, I should say. Defense did not do you any favors yesterday. You know, last week, it's funny because we were singing the praises of Jalen Phillips a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
You know who I saw wearing number 50 for part of the game last week?
Who's that?
Hassan Reddick.
Mm. And not the good Hassan Reddick.
No, I saw a guy chasing sacks, and I saw a guy not playing assignment football.
He got kicked out by a wide receiver on one of those runs.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's not the only one. I'm not just picking on him. I saw two of the best D tackles that two weeks earlier, they were batting balls down and they were dominant up front. They got pushed around.
Yep.
You know, we got some injuries in the secondary. Who is the guy? The Sidney Brown.
Stinks.
He did not play well,
I mean,
Joe.
He's not good.
He did not play
well.
All
right, well, you can sugarcoat it today.
Well, I'm trying to be fair and balanced. Yeah. That's what I'm bringing to the table today because I know Eagles fans are upset. And everybody's looking for someone to blame. This is not just one piece or one person you can blame this on. I know the guy, the flavor of the month right now is Kevin Petullo. Mm-hmm. And he's somewhat culpable. You know, when you talk about how pedestrian this offense is, he's somewhat culpable. But there's a lot that is wrong with this team right now.
Well, I agree with that. There is a lot. I'm glad you brought up the defense because they got their asses kicked. I mean, that 281 rushing yards, that's a no-show by the defense. And Ben Johnson ran circles around Vic Fangio. It's all part of it. And Hugh, you're right. You're right. Everything is part. When you lose the way they did, everyone is at fault. The O-line, the D-line, the secondary, the coaches, the whole thing. But I have to start with two people. It's funny on this show, sometimes we debate about wins and losses, right? Wins and losses. Is a quarterback stat a win? Is it not? And coaches, like, there's two people in professional football that when a game is won or lost, they get it on their page on Pro Football Reference, right? The head coach and the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But they also get losses sometimes. And when I walked away from the game on Friday, I blame it on two people in particular. And not that everyone else didn't deserve a share of the blame, but the two most to blame for me on Friday were the head coach and the quarterback. Let's start with the head coach. Nick Sirianni has no answers. We're going to play a cut for you in a minute here of him literally saying he doesn't have the answer. Nick Sirianni is supposed to be a culture guy. He's supposed to be a guy that has them prepared to play. The culture this year has stunk. They're not prepared. They weren't prepared to play that game on Friday. 281 rushing yards? They looked shell-shocked as the Bears walked up and down the field.
Methodical.
Nick Sirianni has no answer. His handpicked offensive coordinator obviously doesn't have the answers. And this is now two times in 3 years we are on legitimate collapse watch. And I know the in-between year was a Super Bowl. That happened. And he gets credit for that. But two out of the last 3 years, we entered December on full collapse watch under his watch. Sirianni stunk on Friday afternoon. And I got to watch the guy on the other side of the ball. Like, I know that Sirianni is, we've become accustomed to what he is, but like, that's why Ben Johnson was thought of as the next future great coach, because of what he's done with the Bears and his offense. We don't have that. So I put the first blame, I go to Sirianni. And the second blame goes to Jalen Hurts. I thought the biggest reason on the field Friday they lost the football game was Jalen Hurts. I thought he was terrible. And I don't say that very often about Jalen. I mean, sometimes I'll say he wasn't good enough, or he didn't have a good game by his standards, or, you know, whatever. Hugh, I thought, and I haven't said this many times over the past few years, I thought he was terrible on Friday.
He didn't play well.
He missed people. He barely was over 50% completion. He had two turnovers. That interception was horrendous. He cannot fumble on the tush push. It's the only play we have that is supposed to work all the time. He cannot fumble that football. And, you know, we're going to go back to a lot of plays from the game and unpack it all. The play where he's got Devontae wide open, which should be for a walk-in touchdown, and him and Devontae not on the same page, is a joke. And then you look over and Goddard is standing there with his arms up in the air, walking into the end zone too. I mean, you could say all you want to me, fire Petullo. And I'm not here to defend Kevin Petullo. But Kevin Petullo called and drew up a play that had two receivers open for a touchdown. And our quarterback couldn't hit either of them. Either. I'm tired of this offense. I'm tired of the way this looks. Sirianni brings nothing to the table. He's got no answers right now. His handpicked offensive coordinator is probably completely over his head. And we have a $50 million quarterback that does what well right now? Can anyone answer me one thing Jalen does well right now?
I know how you feel, Joe. Mm-hmm. And I know what I'm about to tell you is going to make you probably even more upset.
Okay.
But here's the reality of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jalen Hurts has been probably the same the whole time he's been here, right? And I think that's part of the reason is because Jalen hasn't evolved. But I think Coach Sirianni is a good coach because even with all of that being said, we were able to get to two Super Bowls in this regime. And that's a fact. So I have to give Coach Sirianni some props for that.
I'm talking about this year, right now.
No, but listen to what I'm saying is because, okay, let's look at it like this. Okay, say everything that you're saying is true about Jalen, and Jalen hasn't evolved as a quarterback. Coach Sirianni has done a tremendous job of taking Jalen's skill set and allowing him to be great in this offense for whatever reason that is. The other day, I think that it was a culmination of a bunch of things that magnifies some of Jalen's deficiencies. But Jalen still, for the purpose of this argument, still a good quarterback and has accomplished a lot in the NFL.
I know, but players decline sometimes.
They do.
And so
they do.
I don't think the Jalen we're seeing right now is a very good quarterback.
Well, I think there's a lot in play here. I think Jalen's culpable because he's a little stubborn in his evolution as a quarterback.
Mm.
I've always talked about how as quarterbacks and any player in the NFL, you have to evolve your game. You can't be the same. They watch a lot of film. And what I saw yesterday, well, I keep saying yesterday, but you know what I mean, the other day.
Yeah, Friday.
Is that they took advantage. Like, we've been seeing this coming for the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chicago Bears were able to take full advantage of it because of a couple of things. The defense did not do you any favors yesterday.
Nope.
And that's why it looked the way that it did offensively, because it was almost like – they were like, as soon as the offense of the Chicago Bears got, they either scored or they kicked a field goal or something, and the offense was back on the field and they didn't get a chance to adjust. It was the perfect storm Friday.
Yeah,
they were methodical.
They were.
In the way that they ran the ball, they beat us up front. The defense looked lost. You know, we talked about how early on, how Vic Fangio and Ben Johnson, the matchup was going to be great. Yeah. Ben Johnson won that.
Ben Johnson completely won it.
For whatever. And I don't think it was because Vic was out scheme. I think we were out physical up front.
I agree.
We were definitely out physical.
I agree.
And again, not picking on Jalen Phillips, but Jalen Phillips, Hassan Reddick, in that last season he was here, to me, they were the same person.
Yeah, he was chasing sacks, not playing the run.
Yeah,
and the Bears took advantage. Look, bottom line is this. I know, look, these guys have great history, but resumes are resumes. Right now, this doesn't look good. Right now, this doesn't look good. And I think we're at the rubber meets the road moment with the coach and the quarterback. Yes, maybe the coach found a way to get through some of the deficiencies the quarterback has always had, but he can't anymore. So if he, like, this can't continue like this. Either the coach has to come.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll put some answers, or the quarterback's got to be better, because what they have right now is one of the worst offenses. Watch football yesterday. You see guys moving the ball all day.
Yeah.
This is one of the worst offenses in the sport right now. 215-592-9494. Where are you at this morning? Panic level. And, of course, blame game. I put it squarely on two people on Friday afternoon. The coach was terrible. The quarterback was terrible. Let's hear from the head coach talking about, well, do you have the answers to what's going on here? Here's Sirianni Friday after the game.
Yeah, if I wish I could tell you this is exactly what it is, and this is hard. You know, it's not easy to be successful, stay successful. So we have to find, again, we have to do it collectively. We have to do it collectively as a unit. Like, obviously, if I knew exactly what it was and everything that it was, then we'd have fixed it. But right now, you know, we're still searching and we're still looking, and a lot of football left to play. 8-4 right now, a lot of football left to play. And this weekend will be, you know, an opportunity for us to find more answers and to figure things out as coaches, players being able to rest, to gear up for this last stretch of what, 5 games left. But obviously hasn't been good enough, coaching, playing, and we got to find answers.
I mean, he might as well have walked to the podium with an "I have no clue" sign and just held it up. I mean, that's word salad for, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I had no idea what's going on here. Then, of course, the quarterback after the game asked about the issues still lingering as we get through week 13.
Troutman, is it a concern that it's week 13 and some of these, you know, not being on the same page, whether it's a play like that or a penalty, you know, that this is happening at this stage in the season?
It's not ideal. It's not something that you desire. But going off of how the flow of this year has gone, it's kind of similar to my response last week and saying no of any surprises of where we are. It's just a matter of picking ourselves up and continue to press forward and stay together in it and being committed to it.
So last week it was "I'm not surprised." This week it's not ideal as we careen here down the stretch of the season. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to a joke of a football game at the Link on Black Friday. Kyle, what are you feeling after the Eagles go down 25-14 to the Bears?
I think I might be just throwing in the towel on the season ending.
No.
They're not winning the Super Bowl.
Come on.
They're not going to the Super Bowl. I'd be surprised if they won a playoff game the way they're playing right now. On the Road Again is banned from the show until further notice.
Yeah, and that's their fault.
Not playing it again. And if I hear one person today tell me that they're 8-4,
well, I was waiting for Hugh to do
it. I'm going to dump them, and they might be suspended for the week.
Listen, he's talking to Hugh.
Definitely wasn't doing that.
Well, like I think it bothers me more that it's sort of right there for them. The Rams lost yesterday. Mm-hmm. The Chicago freaking Bears, the number one seed in the NFC. Like, this should be our conference to run away with right now. Like, we should be the defending Super Bowl champions. Like, we're a mirage of that right now. This team is, they lost the F word bowl. This is a fraudulent football team that's masquerading as the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. They're not that. And I think what makes it worse is that they either don't have the answers or they do have them and they can't do anything about them this season. I see no light at the end of the tunnel.
See, for me, this is more about evolution. This is not about, I still think this is a good football team, and I don't know, like, to be honest, if I'm being honest, I don't know if the Super Bowl is in the works for this year.
I think anyone that feels that it is this morning is lying to themselves.
Because this is what I saw Friday, if I'm being honest. I saw an arrogant football team that felt like they could go in and do some of the same things that they did before and win football games, you know, and not evolving. We've been talking about, and they've heard it, the coaches, and this is not just on one person, this is on everybody. They've heard it for weeks that this team is vanilla, this offense is vanilla.
Yep.
They've heard it for weeks, and for whatever reason, they have not evolved. This is about evolution. Like, this is not about, it's part of execution, but it's about evolution. Because in the NFL, just take Caleb Williams, for example, and what he was last year as opposed to what he's becoming. Mm-hmm. And what Jason Avant's talked about, about how they're putting a lot on his plate and he's evolving and he's learning. The one thing that I admired about that young man Friday night was he got the ball out of his hand, whether or not he was handing it to the running back or he was throwing it down the field. He was methodical and he was decisive with his decision making. He got the ball out of his hands. We don't do that. We don't play like that. We play like, you know, you just roll your Eagle helmet out there and everybody going to bow down because you won the Super Bowl last year.
It doesn't work like that.
That's the coach as well.
And you know who? The Cowboys and Bears certainly didn't look scared of the Eagles last 2 weeks.
See, that's the thing, Joe. We need to evolve and we haven't. Coach sit there every week talking about we need to get better. Well, you haven't. You haven't changed your offense. You haven't done anything differently since week one.
And I'm starting to think they don't know how. You've said arrogance.
Sometimes, that's arrogant.
Yeah, but sometimes people can masquerade ineptitude with arrogance. This has been 4 years. The coach doesn't change. Like, what we go back to common denominators, Jalen and Nick. But maybe Jalen and Nick have lived a very blessed life when they've had great talent around them, great defenses, great coordinator to prop up the head coach. They look good. They look very pedestrian right now. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Blame game, panic game. Let's get it all out today. That was a disaster at the Link on Friday. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Monday. Hey, Chris.
Welcome to Hell on Earth.
Yeah, we're back. Here we are. Chris, what are you feeling?
Guys, please allow me some space here because I got a lot to say, and I don't want to curse on your show, okay? But let's start with one thing. Hugh says he's not seeing them as a Super Bowl team. Cue Jim Mora. Playoffs. I just hope they win a game, Hugh, okay? We're not talking about playoffs. All right, let's start with our luxury of a defense. They gave up the most rushing yards since 1973. Folks, to all you listening out there, Hugh Douglas was 2 years old. There was no public internet, and Hugh, baby Hugh, had hair back then, okay? That's how long it's been. The Bears had their first pair of running backs to go over 100 yards in a game since 1986. The 1986 Bears team that won the Super Bowl with the refrigerator pair. That's how long ago that was. Our flatlining offense has stupid penalties, missed assignments, and AJ was asked after the game how he can help, how he can help the offense, and he said he remains positive. Seriously? Twitch himself said he helps by being positive. But to be fair to AJ, you know what, AJ? It's Apology Monday, too. I apologize, sir, because you know what? You tried telling us, but we only wanted to hear what we wanted to hear, and we yelled at you to put the fries in the bag, AJ. But it turned out maybe you were right. QB1 lost that game. Joe, you're looking for blame? Right there. There's one of your guys. Lost that game. Missed wide-open receivers. Turned the ball over. The tush push. The tush push collapsed. Our best play no longer works. And you know what? In many ways, it's a parallel to what our offense looks like. It's cooked. It's done. So you know what? Here's my message to QB1. It's Tanner time, baby. I want Tanner. Our coach, I'm saving the best for last year. Nick, what would you say you do here? Mental mistakes, stupid penalties, missed assignments, and here we go again. He doesn't know how to fix it. Shocker. They're still searching to figure out the offense. Nick, it's week 13. You're still clueless. And after that train wreck of a game, the team played with no heart. They need to go see the wizard. And our chief coach vibes was great at getting the team to compete. Remember, that's what he does. This team laid down and let Chicago ragdoll them. His press conference, he said the team needs a break and needs to get some rest. They rested all over the field on Friday. They don't need rest. They need a boot to ass. And the only Black Friday game, the only game, was a spotlight of our fraudulent team. Three quick points on my way out. Joe Giglio, you're a jinx that thinks division's over. Kyle, you need to shave that ridiculousness off your lip. And you know what, Hugh? You need shots, too. fire you.
Chris, appreciate it. I mean, that's fine. Take it out on us. I mean, that's we can handle it. The team might not be able to. We can handle it. 215-592-9494. Let's let it all out today. Blame me. Blame Hugh. Blame Kyle's mustache. Blame the quarterback, the coach.
It's not the mustache.
Blame whoever you want. The team isn't good enough right now. And I pointed two people for Friday. That was on the head coach. The team was not ready to go. And the other coach on the sideline is already more gifted than he is. And the quarterback. I mean, Jalen Hurts on Friday afternoon was horrendous. That's bad football by the quarterback. 215-592-9494. We'll let you hear what Sirianni said about changing the play caller coming up. Yeah, Petullo's not off the hook either around here. And we're giving away a prize today. We'll tell you about that as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.